Meanwhile, an increase in violence along the front lines between Tamil Tiger rebel territory and government-controlled areas is causing widespread humanitarian suffering, not least among the country's young people. Over 250,000 children have been displaced, while nearly 900,000 live in areas most affected, enduring severe mental and physical problems. Malik Kalia Neranta of Save the Children tells Paul Anthem how the conflict is impinging on the critical area of education.
I would like all listeners to just picture this. You know, sometimes when our own children, when they miss out, you know, a week of school, you know, either they're sick or something, and you know how difficult it is to catch up. And imagine that situation maybe in multiple numbers, where sometimes children are displaced and then they lose out on education for a longer period. And it's very traumatic because in a country like Sri Lanka, where education is valued greatly by children and parents, and to lose education or miss out on school for a longer period has an emotional, as well as from a child rights point of view, there's a big impact on children.
And can you tell us what your organization is doing to help those children who are affected?
As Save the Children, what we focus on is like making education a priority. We ensure as soon as possible to get children, particularly displaced children, back into school by really enrolling them in nearby schools which are close to, you know, internally displaced people's camps. And we provide the children with books, stationery, school bags, uniforms, shoes, and everything that they need to resume their education. Because as you know, when they're displaced, most of them leave behind everything and they run for their lives. So they just move and they just take whatever they can, you know, grab at that moment.